A chief executive left tetraplegic after a mountain bike crash wants New Zealand's next great walk to be wheelchair friendly. Andrew Leslie, the head of Recreation Aotearoa, learned to walk again after his spine was crushed in a serious mountain bike crash in Wellington last year. He now wants to use his influence to make sure the country's public walking tracks are accessible to people of all levels of mobility. And Andrew Leslie is with us. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
Why is this important?
Well, it's important to me both personally and professionally, but it's, you know, if you think about one in four New Zealanders have a disability of some degree, so it's hugely important to an enormous amount of New Zealanders out there. And I think getting into the outdoors obviously is really beneficial for people, not only physically, but also, you know, mentally and spiritually. So there's loads of people that could be getting so much benefit if the outdoors were more accessible.
I think you were saying that none of the great walks are accessible. What is it that would need to be done to them to help make them so?
Yeah, probably. I mean, the one that would be closest to it would be the Abel Tasman. And they have actually done a trial of a particular type of chair, which is called a trail rider. They did that a few years ago, and I think that, you know, managed to get around maybe for a day or two. Clearly, you know, there needs to be a lot done to that track or any other track. But the notion of accessible track also needs to be looked at. And I think the standards as they are at the moment, an accessible track has to be designed to accommodate for a wheelchair. So it has to be very high spec, therefore high cost. But the way that people are accessing the outdoors these days is changing, and the type of technology is available is changing as well. So it doesn't necessarily need to be built to that high spec level, and does need to take into account different ways of how people access the outdoors, I think.
And so what are some of the ways that could be perhaps easily or relatively easily done that would make a big difference?
Well, it could be simple things like better track maintenance. Just looking at myself, if I can walk on tracks with walking poles, but if I come to a set of stairs where the beginning of the stair has been washed out a bit, that sort of first step is a bit of a challenge. If I was by myself, I probably wouldn't take it on. I'd have to have someone with me. So it could be a maintenance thing. Or another example is gates that are used to prevent, say, motorbikes going on cycle trails. They often prevent people that are trying to access that trail on a hand cycle. So it could just be little things that would make a big difference as well.
Appreciate your time today. Andrew Leslie there, ahead of Recreation Aotearoa.